When it comes to building an iconic building, arguably you can't force it. But if there's anyone who's trying to build a legacy to their future status as iconic, it's dictators. That's all they want, to be the icon of the future. But where dictators meet design, disastrous architecture can result. Colin Bissett is taking us to an exception that might just prove the rule.
If there's one thing that dictators do a lot of, it's oversized buildings. And the one that tops the list is the Palace of the Parliament in Bucharest. Originally called the People's Palace, the people of Romania certainly didn't ask for it. The colossal structure was built simply to show off the power of one man, Nicolae Ceaușescu. It's the second largest administrative building after the Pentagon, which says everything about how Ceaușescu saw himself. His rule began in 1965, but it was only in the 1970s that the power really went to his head. He visited North Korea in 1971 and was bowled over by the way the leader, Kim Il-sung, was idolised. So he decided to turn Romania into the Balkan version of North Korea, with the palace as its crowning glory. A competition was won by a woman, Anca Petrescu, and work started in 1981, using a workforce of 20,000, which made it a job creation scheme on a massive scale. Up until then, Bucharest had a reputation as a rather attractive city, likened to Paris even, but the building of the palace meant that a vast swathe of the city was demolished so that it would have a grand approach. It's estimated that a fifth of the city, including a hospital and several historic churches, was demolished, leaving tens of thousands homeless. The 3-kilometre Boulevard of the Victory of Socialism was then lined by ugly Soviet-style apartment buildings. Thankfully, they're overshadowed by the hideous palace itself. It looks like a huge hotel. It's 14 stories filled with a vast number of rooms. Estimates vary, but really, who's counting after the first 1,000? But the architecture. It's classical in style, of course, because dictators never fail to see themselves in the mould of ancient Rome. Everything was constructed using Romanian materials, and it's hard not to be awed by the 3,500 tons of crystal and the 1,000,000 tons of marble. And while much of the craftsmanship was beautifully done, the end result is an incoherent mess, the precise opposite of less is more. Worse was the fact that Romania was poor. As yet more gold was applied to the palace's endless bathrooms, many starved. Thankfully, Ceaușescu was unaware of the rule that what goes up must come down, and he and his wife were finally overpowered by their minions in 1989 and shot on television as a Christmas treat watched by everyone. The palace wasn't finished until 2005, but by then it had become the seat of a democratically elected parliament. I doubt it will ever be loved, but it's a splendid icon of egotism, if not architecture.
We should rename that series Iconic Egotism rather than Iconic Buildings. That was Colin Bissett taking us to the Palace of the Parliament in Bucharest.